All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American
Vindictor. American Vindictor.
So for this first part of the show today, we're going to go over a little bit of the news, and then we're going to end with the majority of one of the latest Doug and Dave intel reports that myself and Dave Hodges just got done with. So just to start off, another Chinese rocket falls uncontrollably to Earth. This is coming to us from the Epoch Times. Now, if you don't know this, the Epoch Times is probably one of my most favored, reliable sources where I get a lot of information from. I strongly recommend you start looking at them if you don't now. Washington. A Chinese rocket fell back to Earth on Saturday over the Indian Ocean, but NASA said Beijing had not shared the, quote, specific trajectory information needed to know where possible debris might fall. U.S. Space Command said the Long March 5 Bravo Yankee 3 re-entered the Indian Ocean at approximately 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday, but referred questions about re-entry's technical aspects, such as potential debris dispersal impact location, to China. All spacefaring nations should follow established best practices and do their part to share this type of information in advance to allow reliable predictions of potential debris impact risk, says NASA Administrator Bill Nelson. Doing so is critical to the responsible use of space and to ensure the safety of people here on Earth. Social media users in Malaysia posted video of what appeared to be rocket debris. Aerospace Corps, a government-funded nonprofit research center near Los Angeles, said it was reckless to allow Long March's entire main core stage to re-enter to Earth in an uncontrolled re-entry. The rocket is China's most powerful and of significant size, weighing 23 tons. China's space program is run by the ruling Communist Party's military wing, the People's Liberation Army. The U.S. excluded China from the International Space Station because of its military ties. Earlier this week, analysts said the rocket body would disintegrate as it plunged through the atmosphere, but is large enough that numerous chunks will likely survive a fiery reentry to rain debris over an area of 2,000 kilometers, which is 1,240 miles long by 44 miles wide. The Chinese embassy in Washington did not immediately comment. China said that earlier this week it would closely track the debris, but said it posed little risk to anyone on the ground. The Long March 5 Bravo blasted off July 24th to deliver a laboratory module to the new Chinese space station under construction in orbit, marking the third flight of China's most powerful rocket since its maiden launch in 2020. Fragments of another Chinese Long March 5 Bravo landed on the Ivory Coast in 2020, damaging several buildings in the West African nation, though no injuries were reported. By contrast, he said the United States and most other spacefaring nations generally go to the added expense of designing their rockets to avoid large uncontrolled reentries, an imperative largely observed since large chunks of NASA's space station Skylab fell from orbit in 1979 and landed in Australia. Last year, NASA and others accused China of being opaque after the Beijing government kept silent about the estimated debris trajectory or the reentry window of its last Long March rocket flight in May 2021. Debris from the flight has been confirmed that it landed in the Indian Ocean. Now, my best guess is China will not be sharing any information with our space command or our military or our government, most likely because whatever they're putting up is of military use for their country or is for spying. I think that's honestly why they won't tell us where the rocket landed or the approximation of the crash site. And it'll probably all be recovered by China, and we won't hear very much of it. So that is my best guesstimation. Next, rising number of deportation cases automatically dismissed over failure to provide key documents. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants are having their cases dismissed before stepping inside an immigration courtroom because the Department of Homeland Security officials are failing to file the requisite paperwork, a new report has found it. One of every six new cases, that is 16.6%, is being dismissed due to the failure, according to the Immigration Court Docket Tracker, Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse University. For the next six-year period, from fiscal year 2013 through fiscal year 2018, fewer than 1% of the cases, or 1,221, were dismissed due to DHS failure to submit the necessary notice to appear paperwork. The number of dismissals due to the same failure has increased dramatically every year, with 47,330 cases so far in fiscal year 2022, which has 3 months remaining, according to the newly released data. TRAC obtained the information through a series of Freedom of Information Act requests. Once again, TRAC is the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse from the Syracuse University. A notice to appear is typically given to an illegal border crosser while the person is still in Customs and Border Protection custody. The notice includes the date of the illegal immigrant's first court hearing. After handing over that notice, the Customs and Border Patrol is required to make sure that the court receives an electronic copy of the document, according to TRAC. If CBP fails to submit the paperwork, the court doesn't have jurisdiction to hear the case and must dismiss it. The failure to properly manage the process suggests there is a serious disconnect between the CBP agents entering new cases and scheduling hearings through the court's interactive scheduling system, and other CBP personnel responsible for submitting a copy to the court. CBP and its parent agency, the Department of Homeland Security, did not respond to requests for comment. Here are the effects of all this. The dismissals mean asylum seekers now have no path to a work authorization card, possibly no path to asylum unless they have an attorney who will file affirmatively. Plus, it's just creating a mess for everyone, says Austin Kocher, a researcher at TRAC. Aaron Reichland Melnick, policy director at the American Immigration Council, said immigrants whose cases are dismissed are effectively stuck in limbo, unclear how to proceed. While TRAC was unable to find where exactly the failure was occurring within CBP, it discovered that several immigration courts are responsible for the bulk of the dismissals. The immigration court in Miami, Florida, topped the list for dismissals at 81% of all new dedicated docket cases, or a total of 7,700 people. The city was also fourth on the list with a 43% dismissal rate for its irregular hearing docket. Boston and Houston came in second and third, respectively. Brian Griffin, a spokesman for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, told the Epoch Times in an email that immigration proceedings are handled on the federal level, and called the issue was another failure of the Biden administration to defend the sovereignty of our nation. The Biden administration created the dedicated docket program in May of 2021 and set a goal of issuing decisions in these cases within 300 days from their initial hearing, according to the earlier TRAC report on dedicated dockets. The average wait time for asylum cases is nearly 4.5 years. Immigration judges ruled 92% of asylums and their claims on the dedicated docket as meritless and ordered the defendants removed from the United States, according to a December 2021 data. In 2021, as illegal border crossings reached record levels, Border Patrol agents began to issue notice to report to illegal aliens instead of the official notice to appear form. The notice to report was essentially a request that the illegal alien report within 60 days to a local Immigration Customs Enforcement office once they got to their destination in the United States. Nearly 95,000 notices to report were issued from January through October in 2021, according to DHS. By January 2022, more than 47,000 were yet to report to ICE, according to an official data received by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Matt O'Brien, an immigration judge dismissed by the Biden administration, said during his 2 months on the bench that ICE dropped 99% of its deportation cases that were pending on his docket. Quote, "The vast majority of the matters dismissed were legitimate cases that ICE spent taxpayer dollars, investigating, filing, and prosecuting. There was absolutely no legitimate reason to withdraw the charges against any of these immigration lawbreakers," says O'Brien, now the Director of Investigations for the Immigration Reform Law Institute. O'Brien suggested the dumping of cases is related to what he described as the Biden administration's radical commitment to destroying America's borders and its immigration enforcement mechanisms, as well as a cosmetic reduction in the immigration court's overloaded system. "This kind of complete lawlessness shows a disregard for the safety of the American public that simply cannot be overstated," says O'Brien. I cannot agree anymore. When I was in DHS, and this was when I was told this probably 7 years ago, that even back then, the courts were 6 years backed up on cases. So, we have an obvious problem with immigration in this country. It does not get solved at the political level. It gets solved at the border. And it will either be solved by having a wall that goes from sea to shining sea and the staff to support it, or it will be stopped by a army that is permanently positioned on our border to stop the illegal migration. If we don't, there will be no more tax dollars in our near future. The Social Security Administration will collapse within itself. We have so much money going to people who are not citizens, going to countries that do not benefit the United States, and yet we forget the tragic amount of people within our own population who live just at the poverty level and below it. The politicians don't care. They play with our lives. They destroy our money. And they expect us to be thankful. One day, we won't be so thankful. I'm signing off. I hope you enjoy this upcoming Doug and Dave Intel report. Real quick, for anyone who's interested, we still have seats available for the Active Shooter Awareness and Reaction course that I will be giving at Bob Griswold's ready-made resources area. All that information is at readymaderesources.com. Go to the very top, you'll see training, click on it, and it will bring you down to the Active Shooter Awareness and Reaction course. We're going to have a lot of fun there. Every day there's someone new who's asking to sign up. And sign up now before it fills up. We can allow 25 people. The projected plan is to have at least 4 of these a year. We may end up having to bump it up depending on how dangerous the world gets. So, train, prep, pray, stay frosty. the enemies out there.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, you will own nothing and you will love it. And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, trying to sync up with Doug Thornton here, and that's why you had the little leader in front. But welcome, welcome, here we are. This is the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the Common Sense Show, Heroes Nation, commonsenseshow.tv. Oh, it's so good to be popular. I wish we were more popular, because if we could get tens of millions in the street, we could take our country back. That's what we're working for. Anyway, we just want to remind you that very graciously, Mike Lindell, still making that offer available to my audience here. It's exclusive to us, 2-for-1 or half off. Go to mypillow.com/Hodges, and the promo code is Hodges, and that's how you get the stuff. It's really a good deal for our audience. We're really pleased to bring this with you as a bonus add-on here. And we're going to be talking about all things China and Russia. Doug has some info he was covering with me. I have some that I decided, let's go on the air with this, and I'll share with him live what I have. And then I think we're going to get a hand-in-glove fit here. So, Doug, you're getting some information from reliable sources that you know regarding the Russian usage of Chinese proxies inside our country. Let's go ahead and pick it up from there. This is very serious.
Yeah, all right. So what I do have comes from law enforcement. So obviously I'm not going to give out details that would compromise any law enforcement mission. But we do have actionable intelligence that there may be a real threat from Russia using Chinese proxies against Ukrainian embassies or even Ukrainian embassy employees. So, you know, that threat is nationwide right now, and law enforcement is looking into it. Federal law enforcement's looking into it and playing very close ties to that. Another nasty rumor just came out from the same source, and it is that if Russia continues to push in Kiev and actually gets close enough to one of America's 40 biograde weapon research labs, that a tactical nuke could be used by the Department of Defense to destroy the facility. Now, that comes from a highly reliable source. We'll take that, you know, we'll take that intelligence where it may go. I would say that if you were to use a tactical nuke to destroy a biograde or a weapons grade biolab, it would probably also be used to incinerate whatever was inside that lab, not just for evidence sake, but to make sure that it doesn't creep out of there either. Which is right now one of the concerns is that Russia may actually gain access into one of these labs and then take whatever contagious materials that are in there and use it, I guess, in a nefarious mean. And I got one more for you. Currently, DHS has almost half of its employees working on the border. And they are in a new border operations mission. And it is to secure the passage of everyone coming across the border, not to catch, not to interdict, but to secure the passage. What does that tell you? That tells you we're about to have a big migratory push, and very, very few people know about it. It's getting a media blackout.
I know where it's coming from. It's coming from Tam Saloopa and Governor DeBaca. I'll give you something else here that will raise your eyebrows, Doug. I have had reliable information on this for about 3 weeks, and the Bush family is involved in this as well. The Bush crime family has helped coordinate. In fact, DeBaca, who's under indictment in Mexico, and if he leaves his state, Mexico, he can be arrested, but he can't be touched in his own state. The Bush family gave him passage to Texas to have a high-level meeting. This is what the meeting was about. So I'm well aware of that. The Bushes are working with Biden, I should say with Biden's handlers, to facilitate this massive influx. But I'm also hearing, too, that it's not just a migratory influx. It's also a paramilitary influx. In other words, there's going to be hell to pay with this group that's coming across. And you know how for years I've called that someday there, with all the terrorists we've admitted to the inside our country, that we would one day have a Tet offensive, attacks in major parts of the major cities in the United States across the country. And I said, that day is coming. And I said, I think this is it. This is the immigration, migration, Tet offensive, terrorist attacks against America. This is what's coming. And I'm going to credit Sam Arnold with a lot of this information. Some of it's come from more covert military sources who are aware of it. Listen to this, in the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. In the Pentagon. So what you're telling me about this push, I'm sure the two events are related, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and, you know, this is something that we projected, Dave, that these events would start to pick up before the election cycle came back on in November. So, you know, we're not even into August yet, and this type of event is already starting to take place. I think somebody is moving. Somebody is pre-positioning people right now for a event that will soon be happening that is going to take the world by storm. And it may also have to do with the Pope coming out and saying that he is also going to be resigning soon from his position due to his health. Now, I was not a fan of this Pope. I don't know many people that were. But at the rate that we're going right now with prophecy being unfolded and all the other calamities, I would say that whoever comes next probably will beat the drum closer to the false prophet than the one we just had.
And they'll do Chrislaw.
Oh, yeah.
This Pope actually talked about.
Yeah.
What event do you anticipate, or do you have a couple of possibilities?
Okay, so let's go down my list. So First off, my list is going to be recession. And you can change the definition all you want, but 3 months of negative GDP growth will catch the eyes of the entire world. Right now, around 2 months. So, you know, what will come most likely is that by November, maybe December, The House or the Senate will probably start to tell people that we are in a depression or entering a depression for the new fiscal year. So the new fiscal year is always October. So that's what I'm thinking, is that by the new fiscal year, they'll say that we're reaching the depression era. And that is when people are probably going to start panic buying. Right now, we're having a shortage on beef because of the damn heat. Cattle farmers are selling their stock as fast as they can get them to the stockyard. So the availability and price on beef is not going to be there, and it's also going to be spiked.
Yeah, I'm going to read you something here. Go ahead and finish, but I'm going to look something up that's along these lines.
Okay. The other part is going to be fruits, vegetables, grain. That's all being drastically affected right now due to the inability to harvest because of the lack of water. So whatever we had from last year will carry us out through the rest of the year. But if we can't produce anything this year, we won't have it for next year. So, you know, that goes right along the lines with the food shortage. And I think the food shortage, depression, currency collapse, that all happens January, February timeframe. That's my projection. All right. And so everything will be a buildup from now to that point. And in between now to that point, you know, they're running the new HR bill, the House bill 1508, I believe, which is the assault weapons ban. So that passed in the House. That is now coming over to the Senate. It probably won't pass the Senate, but Dave, insert conspiracy theorist red flag event.
Yeah.
Shooting at the baseball field, you know, and then you can have whatever amount of people that will vote that way. The bill went pretty much down party lines. I think it was like 217 versus 213. So it was almost, you know, one for one Democrats versus Republicans voting for the bill. But Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker if we get into a tie again. And we already know that there are Rhino Republicans. If anything, Dave, I think there are probably more Rhino Republicans, traitors to our cause, in the Senate than there are in the House of Representatives.
Agreed. I interviewed Sheriff Mack today for a radio show, and he said the same thing. Let me read to you something that I think could fit into your paradigm, but you may not be mentioning this specifically, but I think it fits the general pattern of attack against America. This is from a farmer and a businessman who I know as well as I know you. And I've known this person for four decades. I cannot reveal very much because this person's in a position where they could lose a lot if identity was disclosed. I don't like doing business this way, but I think it needs to be said. Hang on just a second here. Some factual information from a farmer who knows. Fertilizer needed. The need for seeding wheat is 2.5 to 3 times the price from a year ago. Farm fuel is 3 times the price from a year ago. Chemicals for controlling weeds necessary for successful crop production are 3 to 5 times the price from a year ago. We cannot get at all. The people buying agricultural land place a conservative easement on it, which, hold on here, I got to widen the page. Okay. The people buying agricultural land place a conservation easement on it, which restricts the amount of grazing or farming which can occur on land. In exchange for the conservation easement, they receive a tax credit from the government. In essence, a tax credit and reduction in ag use and ag production for food for their investment. In other words, farmers now are being paid not to raise food, not to grow food. Two objectives met, one investment by the Bill Gates and big money oligarchs, just so you know. Okay, we're not done. Forget about the repairs on our equipment. It's generally 2 to 3 times the price it was a year ago, if you can get it done. Once the conservation easements are on the land, it's impossible to remove them without severe financial penalties. Just thought of something else. Now, this should be an eye catcher. We think poor Europe, they're not going to be able to heat their homes this winter, and Russia has them by the you-know-what. Okay, listen to this. This is America. Just thought of something else. Pipeline company, either Rockies Express or Trailblazer, are repurposing the pipeline from carrying natural gas east to government funding for CO2 carrying to the West pump into the ground in Wyoming. Big money for the company, far less natural gas for the people. Big win for, big win for environmental activists. Let me just sum this up. Less natural gas for the people. So if you think that Europe is the only area that's going to suffer from Russian gas boycotts and affect home heating oil, resulting in severe consequences to the health and survivability of the EU, it's going to happen here. You heard it right here on the Common Sense Show on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. What do you think?
I think it all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, Doug, listen to me tell you this. I know this source is, like I said, as well as you on these topics.
Mm-hmm.
I've never sourced this person publicly, so people, you don't need to look it up. This person has to remain anonymous for reasons I cannot disclose. But it fits in with exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm hearing very similar things everywhere. There are a bunch of fabrication shops, and I know a bunch of fabrication workers, welders, a bunch of oil field guys, and everybody is talking about the potentiality of fracking being shut down, pipelines being shut down, tens of thousands of jobs being lost.
There you go.
People having to be retooled, I guess you could say, so that they could work on new projects. That's if there are new projects to work on. Think about this, by the way. Your propane, for many of those people who, they use natural gas for cooking, so your propane, you're going to run out of that. You're going to run out of the ability to have that if this happens. I for one, we have a 500-gallon propane tank. And that's what we use for our stove. So, and it's not cheap to fill up, but it lasts for almost an entire year, sometimes more, depending on the frequency of cooking. So it is one hell of a good thing to have, especially whenever we have any type of storm or anytime the grid has gone down, my stove has always been on. So people like me who have that are going to have that limited resource now be threatened as well. I strongly suggest, while people can, you better start reflecting on what people did to survive in the early 1900s, the 1800s. If you're going to cook with wood or charcoal, do not cook inside your house unless you want to die from fumigation, from carbon monoxide poisoning. Set up a nice area outside of your home where you can actually cook outside if need be. And I'm not joking when I say that. We're going to be working on that soon. Dave, I strongly believe at the rate that we're going, they are going to force rolling blackouts on the population. And I believe that will be nationwide, probably soon. The heat's not going down. The UV index is just out of this world. Right now is a great time to be a dirt farmer. the wind kicked up yesterday and it looked like the damn dust bowl out in our fields. So, this is affecting everybody. And you just have to consider there hasn't been any major wildfires yet. We are prime for something. We are a tinderbox right now as an entire nation, literally a tinderbox. So we are primed for many bad things to happen. And no one will feel the squeeze until they start to see the meat disappear in number and then the price go up. We have a slight reprieve at the pump right now. That won't last long. I don't have anything good to say, except for that Jesus is our Lord. You know, I mean, this just is what it is. This is part of fighting that good fight and enduring. Now's a good time as Christians to be on your knees praying, asking for guidance, and continuing to prep. And I mean, I'm serious about it. If you have ever thought now, you know, whenever was a good time to start prepping, now is. Even if you haven't done it before, now's a good time to start prepping. Start collecting your change. Start collecting some freaking greenback dollar bills here and there, just for the off chance currency, along with gold and silver if you can afford it. Have things to barter with. They're coming after ammunition soon. That's not being spoken about, but they're coming after ammunition soon. And that might actually pass. We already know there's a threat on weapons, so that means there's going to be a run on guns. So if you don't have the adequate firearms, the adequate self-protection, get that now. The World Economic Forum has said that we need to get rid of all of our vehicles and all of our car loans. There's a threat on home loans. We may see something worse in 2008, the bubble bursting on the home market. So, Dave, that's where we're at right now. You know,
and yeah, you threw a lot of things into the home bubble bust is guaranteed.
That's guaranteed. Yeah, my bank, and I've said this already, my bank guaranteed it. And there's been more coming out with other banks that are saying virtually the same thing. You know, they're calling it a planned financial tsunami. It's just going to sweep the entire globe. Now, there's no way in hell every single nation and province and state of every nation is going to go through the exact same type of negative GDP growth unless it is completely planned collapse. And if they plan that collapse around the collapse of the U.S. dollar, well, then there's your guarantee. And who is there to step in to save the world? China. BRICS nation. Can't make this stuff up.
That's why they're not being crippled with ESG ratings and climate change policies that will inhibit their military as a result of an economic decline. I totally agree with you.
Yep.
You have hit on so many different things here. As I'm looking at my notes, I suppose one thing I should comment on here is the fact that we're looking at a systematic takedown of our country by Biden and friends. But this systematic takedown will quickly turn to scorched earth with the perceived lost election. Mm-hmm. And you said you thought it would happen in January or February with these catastrophic events. I actually think it's going to be October if they think they can't win.
I mean, it'll be
preparatory to the election.
It could be the introduction with it. I think most likely the banks will roll this out first in accordance with the Great Reset. So I think the banks are probably going to be the first domino to really fall in defaulting. Bank of America is even talking about it now.
Yeah, interesting event. My wife and I were up in Colorado, as you know, and we went into a local bank to get quarters so we could do the laundry. And they had a sign as you approached the teller taped up there. Due to circumstances, the bank can determine how much money you can withdraw. So in other words, it's a case of when your money is not really your money.
Well, just listen to this. This is from Klaus Schwab. Every country from the United States to China must participate in the Great Reset, and every industry from oil and gas to technology must be transformed. And he said, in short, we need a great reset of capitalism.
Well, my answer is, who the hell is he?
He's a Nazi.
Remember we used to say as kids, you're not the boss of me. That fits here.
Well, you know,
I recognize this is, I'm going to say this generally. Okay. I have never called for insurrection. I've never called for a violent revolution. I've called for self-defense if the government moves against the people in a violent way. Undue incarcerations, for example. Genocide, death camps. Yeah, then all bets are off. But here's the deal. I will comply with nothing that violates the Constitution, and this latest bill passed by the House alters the Second Amendment, which is illegal because you cannot alter or abolish an amendment without a constitutional convention and going through one of three processes. You can't pass a law to undo the Bill of Rights. So I will not obey anything that comes out of Congress regarding the Second Amendment. And I'm encouraging Americans to do the same, stand down. Doug, there's one more thing too. Anything that comes from the World Health Organization, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and especially that evil bastard Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, whose mother should have left him on a doorstep a long time ago when he was born. But anything he says, or Harari, you know, his right-hand pervert, any of these people who say anything, it just bounces off me. I don't care what they say. And if they take away our food supply, then all hell is going to break loose. And honestly, I hope to God ex-special ops take care of business if that happens. And I'm not talking domestic politicians.
Well, guys like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and, George Soros, they hire guys like me to protect them from guys like us. There are plenty of people who want these people dead. But I'll tell you this much, they can pay one hell of a retirement and salary. You know, I have actually had a friend who worked for Bill Gates' team before. And Bill Gates has about generally 30 people on his team, his protected detail. And that's no lie. They literally travel with him everywhere they go. 30 men. That's almost a platoon. So, you know, I don't want to say it's wishful thinking because that sounds pessimistic. Consider it like this. They're all in cahoots together. This is going to happen. We're not going to escape it. They will hit the great reset button. They will destroy your normality of currency. You will go to the digital currency. They will bring the bug factories online for you to eat when you go to the government filling stations for your water and for your medicine and for your food for that week or that month. That will be the alternative.
Like hell.
Or you will be prepared and you won't go through that. And listen, I'm not being pessimistic in the words of, you know, being a Christian. But nowhere in the Bible does it ever say, don't prepare. You know, I understand there's going to be a lot of people who are going to disagree with theology. You can disagree with it all you want. If you are not prepared for what comes, you will get in line. Period. That is historical fact.
There's merit to what you're saying because I know for a fact that Biden is considering an executive order to outlaw cash.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my answer is to hell with you.
Yep.
Any order that's unconstitutional, any order that comes from an international body that manifests in this country, I will not obey. And I do not think I'm going to be alone in that. I think this number is going to grow exponentially. If they want to play games with our food, well, then we'll have to just have the riots in the correct places.
Well, and that's where I agree with you, because wishful thinking does not help. Hope is not a good survival plan. Right?
Yeah.
Us coming together as we the people. And I mean, we got to put man, we got to put religion aside. We have to put doctrine aside. We have to put race aside. You know, your sexual preference, all the stupid things that the wealthy want you to bicker and fight against. You have to put that aside and decide at that point, do I stand shoulder to shoulder with the American to the left and to the right of me in defense of my nation and my liberties? Or do I hand it over without even so much as one shot fired? Now, once again, I don't want insurrection. I don't want civil war. I don't want war. But it is what they want. And it is part of the plan, in my honest opinion, to push us to the extent that we will welcome war. Because we will welcome the ability of having the chance to decide our own fate and to fight for our own freedoms. And I believe they have plans in store for that fight. The Great Reset, the Great Equalizer, the Grid. You can fight all you want. You can gather as many militias and turn them into armies that you want, Dave. But the moment I cut the power in your communication, oh, by the way, recession, extreme drought, lack of food, lack of communication amongst people, you just went dead in the water. Now you're having to worry about your own area of operations. It's not science fiction to think tactically like that. If I don't want blood on my hands by putting my own men in battle with another country, I'll allow the country to tear itself apart. We have said this for years. It is a strategy of China and Russia to allow ourselves to implode. But Dave, people are so complacent with their McDonald's and their HBO and sitting on their fat asses not doing anything and not prepping, not people listening to the show, obviously. But the average American would rather watch football and Beyonce or whoever, Katy Perry, do a satanic ritual in front of you on Super Bowl night rather than open their Bible and pray as a family. They would rather, go and spend their money every single day on eating out instead of saving money or learning how to prep or buying preps. Or they would rather depend on law enforcement for their protection than buying protection given to them by their own God-given rights with the Second Amendment and purchasing a firearm. People in America, unlike the rest of the world, Dave, live in a fairy tale. People in America live in this fairy tale that they say, it'll never happen to me, Dave. Dictatorship will never happen to me. Authoritarianism will never happen to me. The Great Reset will never happen to me. The loss of our constitutional rights will never happen to me. Well, you know who said that recently? Canada. It took one politician to ruin Canada. One. Just one.
Who trained in the Klaus Schwab Young Global Leaders Training Program.
Yep. And have you seen one army arise and take back their rights yet in Canada? Do you not think they have the manpower?
I don't think it's bad enough yet. My feeling is we're going to see defections in several militaries around the world.
And see, that's once again, the process of civil war. We're going to have a division of politics and personal grievances. And eventually, like within the American Civil War, there will be an ethical and moral decision line where you will have Flagstaff officers, general level, who will say, we can no longer support this. We've been quiet long enough. We are taking our men and leaving. But to what extent can that be done now? You know, the one thing that Biden has is he has the ability to have the tactical football with him. All right, the nuke button. Would he really use that against his own military? If you had a out of control naval officer take a fleet of ships and say, we're going out into the coast. We're not participating in anything. We will protect the territory. You guys figure it out on your own. Call me later. You know, that might be admirable to an extent, trying to remain neutral. But in Nazi Germany, if you remain neutral, you were shot. Or you were put in a prison camp.
Yeah, I hear you. You're right. Well, folks, I think we've brought this to the place of actionable, I don't know what we even call it, actionable tyranny on the part of the World Economic Forum that's clearly dictating terms to global leaders. But I think trouble, I'll tell you this, though, before we close. What's happening in Holland and what's soon to happen in Ireland, I think that'll give us a really good indication of what lies ahead. And I don't see the Dutch army hanging on to slaughtering farmers, and that's what they're going to force. The farmers are lighting fire to their hay. They're blocking the roads with massive dumps of manure. They're going to take it to another level, I understand. They're going to start destroying the roads. So the Ireland's right behind them because the same policies are going in with Ireland. And we know how the people in Northern Ireland can fight. We got a real good lesson of that for 30 years. So I think that we're going to have a real good idea about who's going to side with the people. I don't think the people are going to be alone. I'm telling you, here's the problem. What if you got an outfit, let's say a National Guard outfit for North Carolina, and three-fourths of their families are rural? They're not going to support this crap. This is why I think we're going to see division within the ranks. I really do.
I think
we're going to see a lot of Gestapo, Erwin Rommel type of murders like the Nazis did to that top general. I think we're going to see coup d'etats. I think it's all going to come into play.
Well, I think you're going to have the blacklist finally rolled out with the warrants.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have your red list, green list, blue list. You know, hey, man, if you speak out against this, expect a knock on the door. Now is the time for civilians, especially all you so-called sheriffs who want to protect the Constitution, to probably start assembling people in your counties and talking about this. Because
Sheriff Mack mentioned that today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it takes more than a Sheriff Mack, Dave. It takes a sheriff going to the city police chiefs and saying, get off your ass. We're going to a meeting and we're going to demand that the city council show up as well. And we're inviting everybody. And you will know where everything lies. Just remember this, Dave, for everybody out there. After the Reichstag fire, which was a false flag, it was law enforcement that took over Nazi Germany, that took over Germany and turned it into Nazi Germany. It was law enforcement. It was the SS, who originally was just a bodyguard group until Heinrich Himmler was given the overall authority of law enforcement in the land by Adolf Hitler. And by that point in time, everything fell under the SS with law. Goering may have been in charge of the entire, you know, nation, the Reichsfuhrer for just Germany, the Reichsmarshal for just Germany, but he answered still to the SS. Who is the SS now in this government? And who do people answer
to? It would be Merrick Garland would be, the FBI leadership. Let me tell you, they practice this. I'll close with this. Sharona Bishop is a lady in Colorado who helped influence 9 school board elections so parents could fight off critical race theory and sexualizing kids at the age of 5 or 6. And for her trouble, when she broke no laws, the FBI, without a warrant, kicked her door in, put guns to their heads, manhandled her teenage daughter, took all their electronics, and then put a warrant out that basically could have allowed them to seize anything. So the warrant was invalid on its face. And this is, I think, a dress rehearsal. These kind of actions are dress rehearsals for what's coming. Why was Peter Navarro, a 72-year-old man, not in good health, who could not testify for J6 because he had executive privilege with President Trump, and that's a legally recognized exclusion, And yet they put him in leg irons. They tortured him with no food or water. I think they're practicing for what's coming. I think these were dry runs. They're testing agents to see how far they'll go. And this is why I think we're seeing these kind of abuses of power. And so far, they're winning. But tyranny always wins early on, Doug. And then eventually, if it's bad enough and your people are strong enough, then the right people with power rise up and say no more. So we can expect a tyrannical push, I think, in the beginning. How far it goes depends whether our military, let's put it this way, has the balls to stand up to what's going on.
Well, in regards to our military, and you know, I love my military members as being prior military, and my law enforcement as being prior law enforcement, I would say hear this rebuke that Dave and I have just said for 48 minutes straight. You will need to make a decision. And the nation will be watching. And I'll end it with this, Ecclesiastes 7:5. It is better for a man to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of fools.
Very good. And on that note, we're going to bid adieu. Thanks for joining us here. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get off your excuses and get to work. Thanks, Doug. This has been the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the CommonSenseShow.tv, signing off with Heroes Nation.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.